give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you, and welcome to the month of November. November 1 today. And, of course, listen, 1 week from today, we will vote. Such a very, very important election, and I pray you'll vote not red, not blue, but vote Bible. Vote with your biblical values in mind, and let's try to get this nation back to God, shall we? And I pray we'll take a step towards that next Tuesday. Also, remind you of the Operation Saturation going on, our Turkey Dinner Sunday coming up November 13th, and a week from this coming Sunday, and we invite you out for that. RSVP if you can, and call us here at the church, and also you can do it through our Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. Also, I want to remind you, this coming Sunday, November 6th, we'll have evangelist John Hamblin with us. He'll be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night, and then Monday and Tuesday, the editor of a newspaper, a gospel newspaper for, oh my, I think since 1934, The Sword of the Lord. And the editor is Dr. Shelton Smith, and he'll be with us, and they'll have a Sword of the Lord conference. That's Monday night and Tuesday night on November 7th and November 8th. And so we invite you out for those special meetings as well. All right. Now, if your Bible's close by, Matthew chapter 14, please. Matthew chapter 14. And if you'll look with me, please, at verse number 15. Matthew 14 and verse 15. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away. They may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat, and were filled, and took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that eaten were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. This is the only miracle that Jesus did that is in all 4 Gospels. So obviously, it must be very important for us. Now, I believe he did it, obviously, as he did many miracles to demonstrate his power, to show the Jews that one greater than Moses was here. Moses gave them bread in the wilderness, but Christ, he only can satisfy your hunger. He took a little and made a lot out of it, didn't he? And listen, He fed. You may feel small and you may feel pretty insignificant, but just as Christ took an insignificant amount of bread and fish and greatly multiplied them, so he takes the insignificant amount of humanity and he can greatly expand your usefulness. There's a song that says, "Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth nor fame. There's a crown and you can win it if you'll go. In Jesus' name." I believe what Jesus Christ did for this boy's lunch with the bread and the fish, he can do for you and for me. Years ago, there's a little Baptist church down in North Carolina, Sandy Creek Baptist Church, and pastored by Shubal Stearns for 17 years. And in that time, they had 42 churches established and 125 men called into the ministry. That's largely how the South became the Bible Belt. Out of that little church, just a one-room building, the Sandy Creek Baptist Church. What a little is much when God is in it. Notice what Jesus did here. He blessed the bread. The Bible says, looking up to heaven, he blessed it. He gave thanks. So we ought to, every time food is before us, we ought to pause and look up to heaven and give thanks. See, it's not just the bread he blesses. He blesses our lives. You ever count your blessings? Good days and bad days? No. Can I help you? No, you don't have bad days. We have good days and then we have better days. But we always have good days. Home is great. Why? Because his blessing is there. My marriage is wonderful because his blessing is there. My children are wonderful because his blessing is there. My church is wonderful because his blessing is there. The singing in church is wonderful because His blessing is there. Listen, I'm healthy, I'm fed, I'm clothed, I'm loved, I'm befriended, I breathe God's air, I drink God's water, I'm walking on God's earth. I am a blessed man, and you are blessed. All God desires in exchange for these blessings is not to repay Him. We can't. No, all He's asking is for our love, our obedience, and our praise. Our love, our obedience, and our praise. Is He getting that from your life? Then secondly, after He blessed it, the Bible says He broke the bread. Before the bread could be shared with others, it had to be broken. That's a hard truth for us to grasp, isn't it? But those whom God would greatly use, He must deeply hurt. Brokenness always precedes usefulness. It did in the life of Christ before salvation could be offered to all of us. Before the Bible could say, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," Jesus had to be broken for all as a sacrifice on the cross. Job was broken as he lost everything, but then he got twice as much as he ever had in the end of the book. See, God always uses the breaking process for His glory and for our greater usefulness. The outward man is not as precious as the inward man. And so He'll break that outer man so the inner man can shine through. That's why the Bible says we have this treasure, but it's in earthen vessels. And there's lessons learned in the school of brokenness that cannot be learned anywhere else. It's the end of self. It's completely relying on Christ. It is realizing it's God working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. It's knowing that He which hath begun a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Brokenness allows God to work through us. Now, God will use different methods in the school of brokenness because He knows just how to break our life. He may do it gradually. He may do it suddenly. It may be money. It may be marriage. It may be friendships. It may be children. It may be security. It may be feeling important. But God knows where your barley field is. God knows how to get your attention. Notice when the bread was broken, it was in the hands of the Master. See, He never breaks beyond repair. Psalm 34, the Lord is nigh to them that are of a broken heart. And save us such that be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 51:7, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. You see? God may have you in the breaking process today. Individuals go through it. Churches go through it. But He breaks us that He might use us in a greater way. Notice, He blessed the bread. He broke the bread. And then notice the bountifulness of the bread. 5 loaves and 2 fishes would feed one boy. But when blessed and broken by the Master, it was bountiful enough to feed 5,000 men besides women and children. God only breaks that we might be more bountiful. Don't run from blessing. Don't run from breaking. Because breaking always precedes blessing. He breaks in order to use you in a greater manner. He did Jacob. He did Moses. He did Joseph. He did so many preachers of the past. He did Johnny Erickson Tada. Oh, my friend, the worst enemy you have is an unbroken, stubborn life. If you've been blessed and broken by the Lord, get ready. He's preparing you to be used greatly and more bountifully for Him. You have to place yourself in the Master's hand. And if you've never placed yourself in the Master's hand, why don't you do so today? Oh, you say, "Preacher, I've done that. I've asked Christ to be my Savior." Then let me ask you, who's in control? You? You know, the bread and the fish never could have helped anybody if the boy kept it in his hands. But what did he do? He placed it in God's hands. And then God used it to bless the multitudes. Will you yield to Him today? To do with you as it pleases Him? Will you let Him have His way so He can break you and use you in a greater way than you ever thought possible. He does that with the church too. He'll bless and break, and so he can be bountiful to the church and use the church for a great way for his glory. That's always the process. He blesses. He looks up to heaven and gives thanks. He breaks. And then he makes us bountiful. That's always the process. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth nor fame. Oh, there's a crown. And you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. You say, well, I'm not much. Thank God he doesn't need much. Just place it in his hands. And we're vessels in the hand of God. And God can do great and marvelous things that we know not. Oh, my friend, that little boy never thought. In fact, the disciples didn't either. When they brought that lunch to Jesus, they said, what is this among so many? There's no way you can do anything with this. And Jesus says, watch it happen, fellas. Yeah, just place what you have in the hands of the Master and watch him use you. You know, I was thinking about the verse over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 where Paul has to remind these folks who were kind of caught up in themselves. He reminds them to say, you're calling, brethren, that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. What's he saying? Little is much when God is in it. Well, I hope you allow God to use you and say, I'm not much. Well, then God doesn't need much. And just yield yourself to him. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And thank you again for those of you who give from time to time to help us with the expenses of the broadcast. It's such a blessing to us. And tomorrow I want to talk to you about what people want in life. And you know what it is? What people want is meaning in life. And let's share that with you tomorrow, Lord willing, on the broadcast. Of course, that'll be Wednesday, and we'll talk about church night and what we have in store for us on Wednesday night. Now, reminder, Turkey Dinner Sunday, November 13th. I hope you'll check it out and come out and join us. Enjoy the gospel service at 10:30. And then a wonderful meal afterwards, and maybe you'll get a turkey to take home for your turkey dinner day on Thanksgiving Day. And we'd love to have you be our guest. Love to have radio listeners come out and meet us, and I'd love to see you and meet you and thank you for listening. And I think you'll be blessed by being in our service. We have a wonderful, wonderful church family, and I hope you'll be here to help be a part of that. All right? We look forward to a great, great day together. And then remember, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you want to share with us, just drop me an email or give the office a phone call here and leave your blessing or prayer request. We'd be honored to pray with you or to rejoice with you. And we appreciate you doing that. All right. Well, that's all for today. So I'll, Lord willing, look forward to being with you again on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.